are joined right now by Dallas Police Deputy Chief Israel Herrera. He's standing at, we are at attention here. Chief Herrera is with us. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on today.
Hold on. Let me turn you up here. Let me make sure everybody.
Get the volume up there. How's that? We got you now, Chief.
All right. Can you hear anything?
I can hear you.
There we go.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for having me on today.
Perfect.
Well, what?
All right. I think everybody should. Let me make sure you're in there. Keep talking. I'll get something going in here.
Apologies for this, Chief.
No problem at all.
There we go.
There you go.
We got
you.
Wrong one.
You guys are recruiting out here, and that's why we want to talk to you. But first of all, I want to go back to something you were telling me off air. Yeah. You're from Galveston originally.
I am. Yes, I am, sir.
So you're familiar with Guido's.
I am. It is one of the finest seafood restaurants in the state of Texas.
And what were you saying? It helped put you through college?
It did, actually. It was a great place, beautiful people down there, great family, and just really good times.
So if you're from Galveston, does that mean you heard what I said about the Astros earlier?
I did.
So, does that hurt you?
You know, I started out as an Astros fan, just as an Oilers fan as well, but I quickly grew to love the Rangers and our beloved Cowboys. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was worried
I'm all in. Converter.
Worried I was about to get a boot put on my car.
No, you're good. Okay. You're all
right. Tell us about this. Why come to the fair?
Why not come to the fair? You know, we first of all, I just want to thank the State Fair of Texas. The folks here have been so generous and kind, and we came to them with an idea of having what we call an on-site hiring event. So every other Thursday, we bring in new applicants who want to become Dallas police officers. And so we're always trying to explore new ways and places to go. And my team came to me and said, you know what, Chief, it'd be a great idea if we could do this at the State Fair. And I said, you know what, let's bring it to them. So we spoke to them, and it didn't take but a minute, and they said, absolutely, let's do it. Bring it on down. So we partnered with them. Today we had an on-site hiring event. We had nearly 20 folks show up. You know, we thought it was going to be kind of tight because we just had a hiring event last week, and usually every other week is kind of our sweet spot, but we had 40 come through last week. So in the last 2 weeks, we had 60 people apply to be Dallas police officers, and so that's huge.
And you can even complete the first, it says here, the first phase of testing, you can complete that on-site today. What does that entail?
So, you know, we get the personal history statements done with them. We also put them through some physical training just to make sure they can cut it.
Yeah. I'm out.
don't need too many corny dogs and try the run. But this was a pretty iconic run for us today because we mapped it out. So we ran around Big Tech, and the applicants, as hopefully will be recruits, ended at Big Tech. And from there, the State Fair was generous enough to give them a couple of tickets to come back and enjoy their family. And we gave them a commemorative shirt, and they are still going through the process. Hopefully in the next hour, we'll get them on and get them ready for the next couple of days where we can get them in and through the process.
What kind of men and women are you looking for that would make good Dallas police officers?
You know, that's a great question because we canvass this country. You know, last week I had folks over in Georgia. I had folks over in Arizona. And we want folks that make up and look like our community. And so we're going to, you know, all parts of the United States where we can find folks. And we're also working very hard to find our homegrown folks who want to stay here and make Dallas their home. Or folks coming outside to make Dallas their home. But it's really neat because I get to read a lot of these applications and folks that are coming from out of state. And the number one thing they say is they just fall in love with our city. And they just want to be a part of the Dallas Police Department. Right.
Yeah.
They're like, the Dallas Police Department has a really deep history of doing things right. We want to be a part of that. And so that's music to my ears. And you know, having the State Fair host us today was just one more way we can reach out to folks.
What do you say to these recruits, their applicants, as you said, to keep them from running off to the suburbs?
You know, I will tell you this, that this is, we are in a really good time. You know, Dallas Police Department has amazing support, not just from its community, but we have a mayor, a city manager, a city council that's 100% behind us. They're giving us the tools that we need to be competitive. And we're going out there and we're telling folks, hey, here's who we are. You can be a part of a great organization. We're going to pay you well. You know, they're making close to $70,000. And in January, they get a 7.23% raise after that. So you put that in any major market right now, and we're being very competitive. I don't want to talk about too many of our competitors down south, the other big cities in our state, but we're kicking their butt right now, and I want to make sure we keep doing that.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, as far as recruiting, how is that going? I know we've seen a little bit on the upward trend. Are you seeing that in the next couple of years? You think you will be able to meet higher numbers?
Yeah, that is our challenge each and every year. You know, my team came in at February of this year. We were sitting at about 87, 88 recruits. We had three classes to finish out the fiscal year. In the three classes, we were able to put in 50 in one class, 45, and 63 in another. So we have exceeded the goal. Our goal was to have 250. We hired 252 applicants, and they became recruits. And, my goal is to exceed that once again for next year.
One last question real quick. Have you guys come to terms with life without Chief Garcia?
Yeah, you know, he bought a lot of great things to our organization, but I can tell you right now, our organization is strong. We have a deep bench, a lot of great leaders that are part of this organization. He's kind of given us a recipe on what we can do to continue to be successful. So that's our marching orders, and we're going to keep doing it.
Good enough. Chief, thank you so much. That is Deputy Police Chief Israel Herrera, Dallas Police Department. They're out here. Where are you guys set up at the fair?
So we're actually just to the east of the Chevy main stage. We're out there with our Dallas,
right across from you guys.
Absolutely, okay. Right across from DFR, with DFR. And so we'd like for you folks to come on by. Of course, next weekend, we're looking forward to all the major festivities. So we're going to have a bunch of fun things going on and, just be a part of things here.
Perfect.
And that setup, that is right across from where we are, right across from Fernie's.
So
you can get a funnel cake and then go apply.
Or maybe do that run around Big Ten.
Maybe apply first and then get the funnel cake.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you guys having us on today.
Appreciate it, Chief. Thanks so much.